Can you hear the music?
Sounds like it's raining.
You can't hear the music.
I can't hear the music.
Dude, not a lot of people can. I wouldn't take any offense to it. I can hear it. People that are going to be listening can hear it.
That's what counts.
That's all that counts. All right. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. Shout out to Senjin Boychuk, you know, for that incredible intro outro. Catch him everywhere, you know, anywhere you fucking get your social media shit. Get him there, you know. This week on the podcast, man, I'm pretty pumped, you know. We got Sneaky Pete going on from Triple B Media, host of what the fuck, Bacon Bits podcast?
Triple B Nation presents Bacon Bits podcast. Find it on all your major platforms, as well as YouTube if you want to see the shenanigans.
There you go. The host of the Bacon Bits podcast and the curator of cheese.
It said to put a headline in there. I didn't know what to put, so I just put in, I like cheese. I'm from Wisconsin, after all.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll be going through Wisconsin here in a couple weeks, actually, man. I'm pretty excited to do that. I might be, you know, we were talking about some spots I had to stop to get some cheese. You know, there's like a gas station or something I got to stop at. I don't know.
Any quick trip will do. And then Mars Cheese Castle.
Mars Cheese Castle. That's what it was. Mars Cheese Castle in Wisconsin. The wife will not be forgetting that. That's for sure. You know, cheese curds are what we're after, and cheese curds are what we're going to get.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of cheese curds.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah, man. I'm wearing my Leaf jersey today. You know, as you know, Canada, or the NHL, I guess, is in the thick of the NHL playoffs. We just started. The Leafs just went up 2-0 against the Ottawa Senators for the Battle of Ontario. First time in 21 years they've played in the playoffs together.
You Canadians are pretty excited about that, huh?
Oh, buddy, us Ontarians and those who were around for, you know, 21 years ago when the Battle of Ontario was fucking, you know, dude, it was a big deal, bro. You know, you had Matt Sundin and Eddie Belfour and Darcy Tucker and Gary Roberts and Joe Nieuwendyk and, you know, Daniel Alfredson on the other side, Chris Neal, Patrick Laleem. The Senators would destroy the Leafs every year during the season, and the Leafs would have the way with the Senators all playoff long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I blink and I'm 36 years old. It's been 21 years. We're back in the Battle of Ontario. The heroes' names have changed, but the battle plans remain the same.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. Yeah, buddy. Fucking no hockey in Wisconsin, is there?
Well, not NHL. My team was the Coyotes, because every time I go to Arizona, we would hit up a Coyotes game. Unfortunately, they're not there anymore. So
no, they're closer now.
Yeah, you know, a little bit, but I still go to Arizona, and now I got nothing except baseball.
I go to Salt Lake City.
Never been. I wouldn't mind seeing what they have to offer out there. That's for sure.
I've been to Salt Lake, buddy. I've been to Salt Lake a couple of times. Beautiful town. You know, has a lot to offer. You know, you got West Wendover, which is like about an hour outside of there. It's in Nevada. Mm-hmm. See the natural curvature of the earth. And yeah, it's pretty neat, man. You go, the Great Salt Lake is the saltiest body of water outside of the Dead Sea.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You know a lot about salt, huh?
Well, yeah, I pack a salty punch for the wife. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh boy, there it is.
Yes, sir.
So
yeah.
We do have the Milwaukee Admirals. They're they are part of the American Hockey League. So yeah, we do have some hockey here in Wisconsin. It's a lot cheaper than, you know, the NHL.
Oh, fuck. Dude, yeah. We, in Ontario, where I'm from, the Hamilton Bulldogs used to be a part of the AHL. Mm. And that's where I'm from, Hamilton. And now I think they moved to the OHL. But, you know, the AHL, we got the Toronto Marlies, you know, baby farm team to the Maple Leafs, you know. Hey, shout out to the Toronto Marlies. I don't know how they're doing. I know a couple of years ago they won a championship, but I don't know what they've been doing since. I don't really follow the AHL. I don't even follow the NHL as much as I used to anymore. I think it's a trash league. I think it's absolutely garbage. But I'm a Leaf fan, and when they play, when the playoffs call, Daddy answers the phone, right? So,
right. Very nice.
Yeah, man. So what the fuck you been up to? How's it going?
Oh, you know, living life, making content, waiting for summer to come.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of coming, bro. Dude, I talked a lot of shit about fucking, you know, thrusting on one leg.
Okay.
During this whole fucking
process
of having a broken ankle. Dude, while you're swollen, your blood flow is being pulled away from everywhere. Right?
Hmm.
Swelling's gone down, baby. Guess what's come back?
What's that?
Hey, the blood flow spots, brother. You know, like,
I didn't think you'd get that much blood flow into 2 inches there.
Hey, man, no, you don't get that much, but like if it's 2 inches, a little bit is a lot, you know, less is more.
That's what I always say.
Hell yeah, brother.
It's like a sewing machine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted me to give her fucking 6 inches, so I had to go 3 times, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a part of that club.
Fuck yeah, man. So, fucking, how's life, man? Like, what's going on? Where, you know, what have you been up to? You know, you're hanging out at the gun range, you were saying?
I work at a gun range, yeah. So,
you work at one?
Yes.
Yeah, and the gun ranges in America. I don't know what, you know, I've been to a gun range in Canada at the mall here, West Edmonton Mall. We got the world's second largest mall. And they have a gun range in there, but like a lot of weapons are you wouldn't be able to find in there because they're banned in Canada, right? Shout out to socialism, brother, you know.
I couldn't do it. I mean, here we've got, there are ranges in Vegas where you can rent the full auto, the rock and roll. And it's expensive because you're going to watch $30 go down range in about 5 seconds. But it's exhilarating and it's something you'll never forget.
Hell yeah, man. I at the West Edmonton Mall, I can't remember which rifles I fired and which handguns. I know one of them was like a fucking Colt 45, I think. I don't know. I don't know nothing much about guns. I'm a Canadian. Yeah. But I fired a man and, you know, nothing made me more hornier and more and feel like more of a man and firing fucking like freedom, boom, 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 you know, like yeah, it was expensive, man. I know the package there, it's called the, I think it was the Cupid package we got. It was my brother and I went on, it was close to Valentine's Day. We paid $130 each and we had like fucking just, I think 4 different guns each. We ended up going through that fairly quickly, going back out and around and fucking firing off a couple more.
There you go. It sounds like a good thing.
Oh, dude, it was, dude. And, you know, like I never wanted to, you know, find my wife and like have my way with her more than after I fired off weapons, you know? Like I almost understand the American way. There's a reason why there's 400 fucking million of
you. Well, you know, it's something that we grew up with. I started shooting when I was 7. So most of the family starts at age 7 with a 22. And
Hold up. At 7, what are you shooting at? Where are you taking these guns at 7, bro? We got to be, let's clear the air here.
Sure. Well, a lot of target practice, shooting the 22 rifle, small rifle. You can also hunt with that. We hunt rabbits and squirrels and pretty much anything small that we see. So then at age 11, that's when we take hunter safety and we carry a larger caliber rifle and we go hunt deer.
It's a rite of passage.
It really is.
Fuck yeah, man. My dad, I shot one. I don't even know what it was. It was a fucking hunting rifle. I went with my dad. I was like 8 or 9. I shot it off once. You know, he let me shoot it at the water. He's like, you know, there you go. Cool. There you go. You know? And I've shot, you know, one time we were out blowing up Tannerite at Dave, the upcycler's house, actually.
Yeah.
And Davey boy was behind me filming. And, you know, I didn't realize and he didn't know that I didn't know that it wasn't underneath. It was underneath my armpit. Yeah, I got scoped. Yeah, I managed to take my glasses off. Fucking, but I got scoped right here in the bridge of my nose, buddy. And like it bled for a little while. I'm surprised it wasn't broken or anything. It maybe was. Who knows?
That's the quickest way to turn yourself into a pirate.
Yeah. I didn't shoot for a couple hours after that. I kind of like needed some time, right? Yeah. And then you know, everyone was missing the Tanner, right? So fucking no one could hit the last one. I'm like, fuck, just give it to me. And then I'm like, Dave, fuck, are you catching this one on video? You know what I mean? Like, it's up here. It's good to go. I just took one shot downrange. Poof. You know, got rid of her, you know, and blew it up and called her a day. But, you know, I was a little gun shy after that fucking, you know, hit me in the face. So
I'm glad you kept with it. So that's actually what I do at the gun range. I'm one of the instructors. So I'll teach new shooters how to properly handle firearms, shoot safely, take them out to the range and let them shoot a little bit and then go through the safety rules again. So we try to get those people that are a little bit nervous or even scared eased into the shooting sports.
Yeah, it's badass, dude. I, you know, it can't be like a career, you know what I mean? Like, what would you call that, blue collar? Like, what you like working at a gun range?
You get your hands dirty, breaking down guns, cleaning guns. You know, it's definitely majority of blue collar people are also shooters in America from what we see. So but keep in mind, we get shooters, we get lawyers in there, we get you know, the white collar people, they like to shoot as well. So but majority of it would be blue collar.
It's not your typical like I'm out in the field, in the oil field, or like, you know, an electrician type thing where you're like, all right, it's still gonna be pretty badass though. Like I said, I got like, it was a sort of high just shooting one. You're around that shit all day, right? Like you're that dopamine's gotta be riding fucking full strength all day, every day.
Hey, once you get used to it, it's just like any other day. But when every now and then someone comes in to shoot something really cool and everybody looks, and then I walk over there, I'm like, what's going on here? Oh, you want to try this? I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. So then I get to shoot something cool, and that's always a rush. You know, I like a lot of the old World War II firearms. You know, helped keep the world free.
Yeah, my grandfather, yo, shout out to my grandfather who was in World War II. We found his discharge papers. He was a mechanic for the Air Force.
Nice.
World War II, yeah. It was pretty cool, actually. It was cool to see, and he won a medal, a service medal, for what I don't know exactly, but he won a medal. And my dad had an old, like, you know, 1940s rifle from him.
So that's cool.
That's pretty badass. Yeah, I've never. I think I only seen it the one time, but like, you know, it was still pretty cool to see.
Yeah, definitely. I like that old memorabilia. Especially if it still shoots.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Dude, so run me through your podcast, man. Like, run me, like, what is the Bacon Bits podcast? What is the, you know, the bacon, the grit behind it? Like, what do you guys do? What do you talk about?
All right. Well, Triple B, first of all, has been around for 8 or 9 years. The podcast has been around 4 years officially. So we've only been on YouTube for a little over a year. We've been recording audio for 3 years prior to that. Triple B, the three B's that everyone needs in their lives are babes, bacon, and booze. Everything falls into those categories. So that's what our podcast is about. It's about everything and anything, pretty much. So the episode that drops this Sunday, we had the owners of a local brew pub. They own 5 different locations. They came in, they brought all their beers, and we went through and talked about them and their history, their passion for brewing, and sampled a bunch of different beers. We do a chili cook-off. We've done it 2 years in a row. I didn't win either year, but I definitely did not place last. One guy, he doesn't put beans in his chili, so technically it's not chili.
Yeah, that's the whole point of chili.
It needs beans, and the people in Texas try to tell you otherwise. But Texas, only 2 things come from Texas.
Beers and queers.
And chili with no beans in it, otherwise known as a meat sauce. So, but we record, one of our friends owns a recording studio. And we were down in his basement at the studio. His basement had been set up with a couch and a TV, and his teenage son used to hang out down there as his hangout. And I'm just sitting there and I'm looking at the corner of it and I'm like, you know, you really could build a bar right here and do a podcast. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, see, let's move this desk over here, this big L-shaped desk, give ourselves about 3 feet behind it on each side right there. That's the vision. Within a week, he had it done. He had a friend who had scrap wood. It's a beautiful bar. TripleBNation.com. I sell apparel and I sell flags. So I have some flags printed up that we use in the front of the bar and behind the bar. We built in, one of our guys works at Best Buy. That's you have those in Canada?
Of course. Yeah. It used to be Future Shop.
Future Shop. Yes. He got a kegerator and we fed it up through the top of the bar. So we have beer on tap. I don't drink as much as these guys do, but it's there and it's kind of cool that what we put into it. And whenever we have a guest, we kind of started having them sign our flag on the front. And we've had some decent guests. We've had a professional wrestler. We've had an actress. We had Andy Hurley from the band Fall Out Boy.
Fuck yeah.
So, and then Wisco Dive Bar Review guy, Jared, my buddy.
Yeah, I got to get him on. I've been talking to him a little bit. Yeah.
He'll do it. He'll do it. He's funny. He's great. So right now he's in Green Bay for the NFL draft. I don't know if you guys do a lot of football up there.
I watch NFL. I just started really, really getting into it the last year and a bit, mm-hmm. maybe. My wife's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan, and not because of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. She loves Taylor Swift, but her name's Casey, right? So fucking mm-hmm. Casey, right? So her dad's a big Dallas Cowboys fan. So, you know, but yeah, I've been watching a lot of NFL, and the thing that I like about the NFL, it's a little different from the NHL. I can't watch just any NHL game. I have to be mm-hmm. emotionally invested into an NHL game. It has to be a team that I like.
Got it.
And, you know, there's a lot of teams that are boring as fuck, right? With the NFL, I could watch any game on any given night and be entertained, right?
Right.
I can look at that and be like, oh my God, dude, this is fucking like, I'm here for every team, every game. I don't care who's playing, right? Nice. For the NHL, it's like, nah, if it's not the Leafs or the Oilers or the Caps, you know, I don't know. I can't do it.
I thought you liked the Flames.
Yeah, well, right here.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's funny. It's funny because the Oilers are playing the Los Angeles Kings right now in round one of the playoffs, mm-hmm. and I collect a jersey from every team I go see play. And my long term goal is to see every team play at home, preferably against the Leafs. And I have an LA Kings jersey. If the Oilers start doing too bad, I don't mind switching jerseys in that series. You know, just like, whoop, don't see nothing here. You know, like just be a turncoat. Mm-hmm. Eh? Yeah, right. I don't mind at all.
Yeah. So NFL draft, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Green Bay Packers. We're big Packers fans.
Yeah, the Fudge Packers. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's America's team. You know, not Canada's team. That's fine. But
Dallas Cowboys were America's team,
dude. You know their logo? That's not a logo. It's a rating, 1 star. So, Green Bay is a town. We call it a town. It's 100,000 people. It's going to get up to 800,000 people this coming weekend because of the draft. It's going to be huge. So I'm not going up there. I don't like people. I hate people. But it's still pretty cool. I just watch Wisco Dive Bar's videos, and then it's like I'm there for like two minutes at a time.
Still counts, so. Brother. Hell yeah. Who was the wrestler you had on?
DJ Perkins.
Okay.
So he wrestles a lot now over in Japan, but he was part of WWE. He's been doing it 20 years, and he was one of our first episodes when we went to video. Nice. So we did a remote podcast. We tend to try to get everybody in person.
Yeah.
Having them on set, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more engaging.
Yeah.
But that's also because there's four of us behind the bar, you know, and one guy, our production guy, Paulie No Shots. He's behind the camera. Shout out to Paulie because Paulie does all of our production.
Yeah.
He makes us look pretty. So,
I've done two episodes in person, and mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. You know, way more engaging, a lot more fun, you know, like I'm 121 episodes deep now. I put out an episode every Tuesday. Shout out to today's episode was, shout out today. Today's episode that came out today was Wood and Russ, Darren, right? And yeah. I love that guy, man. You know, they got a deep voice, and I was in his live earlier on TikTok. And, you know, having him in person, man, I had buddies sitting here on my couch, and I had, you know, I could interact with things in my, I had suckers out. I had twisted tees. I'm like, want a twisted tee, bro? Sucker, you know, we had a good time, man. It was a really good time. But, you know, my schedule and how I get it done, I work away in the oil field, right? So I'm not home a lot, right? So I have a hard time getting together with people. And, you know, I tend to get a lot of people. I got a girl from Germany lined up, right? Nice. I can't obviously do that one so in person. But, we're working on more in-person ones for sure.
Yeah, I suppose you can only have, you know, the guys you work with on so many times.
Yeah. You
know, when you're out in the field.
Surprisingly, that's never happened yet.
I bet you those guys got stories. Obviously, you know, you're a part of it.
We've talked about it. I have a mini segment that I do a couple times a week called The Morning Dookie. And I try to record it. It's like 20 minutes long. And I try to have it out by 10 a.m. Right.
Yeah.
The Morning Dookie, you know, we record and it's 20 minutes. And I've had my coworker on a couple of those ones, right. Where, you know, I'm sitting with him at work and I'm like, hey, you know, welcome back to another episode of the Morning Dookie. And, you know, we talked. So, yeah. So, yes, you're right. And dude, it is pretty fulfilling doing ones with someone I know. And you know what I mean? It's kind of fun and interesting. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to have this one guy. He owns a beef jerky company. It's kind of a dork, but we tolerate him. He's going to be on.
I know who this is.
He was episode 50 for you, I believe.
Yes, he was.
Jeremy Littell.
Yes, he was. I love that guy, so, man.
He's coming into town in May. We're going to go. We're going to do a podcast recording on site at American Family Field, or we call it Miller Park, where our Milwaukee Brewers baseball team plays.
That must be the minor league baseball league.
That is not the minor league. It's the majors. The Milwaukee Brewers are a major league team.
I've never heard of the Milwaukee Brewers. Are they a good team or what do they do?
No,
they do
they're not a great team. I mean, they make it to the playoffs almost every year. And then round one, kind of shit the bed. Like you are trying to see your team in all these different arenas. I'm doing the same with seeing them, the Brewers, in all the different baseball stadiums I can. So I also do like the Kansas City Royals because we have a friend who is a coach for the Royals.
That's cool. That's pretty cool. You should get the Kansas City Royals coach on your podcast.
So, you know, some of our earlier episodes were fairly raunchy before we got to YouTube and kind of adhered to the YouTube restrictions. I don't know how that will fare with what MLB's code of conduct is. And I don't know if that's going to affect it or not.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure that out. We've got former ball players that will come on that have committed to coming on when they're in town.
Hell yeah. I love that, man. I love that. I've had guys like Dave Marciano from Wicked Tuna on the podcast. Love
no
that.
Way.
Dude.
That's oh great.
My God. Oh, my God. Dude, I felt like I was a burden to him for the first, you know, like 20 minutes or so. Like he was, you know, grudgingly on the show. And then we started talking about his wheelhouse. You know, we started talking about ocean dumping. Mm-hmm. And dude's just like, just started spitting out the information and started talking. And you could tell it was his passion, right? And
awesome.
Just opened right up from there, man. We had Ed the Sock. I don't know if you remember who Ed the Sock is. He was
that
puppet from Much Music, the fucking back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I love that guy. We had OGR Scintilla on. We've had Jeremy Littell. We've had the What No Way guy, you know. And
what? You got Sean? No
Sean. Yeah. I love Sean. He lives near me, man. I fucking love that guy.
What? No way. He's funny. He's
he just
funny.
Came out with his own thing, man. He came out with his own hard lemonade.
Wow. I'm happy for him. That's just like you. He's a grinder. Not on grinder, but he grinds.
Well, I'm also on Grindr, bro. Catch me outside.
That's where we met.
You're a teddy bear.
Oh, Lord. I would like to get Nunley on our podcast, but to get him to Milwaukee is kind of a...
Yeah, I'd love to have Nunley on. Nunley is a bucket list guest for sure.
He's kind of like a squirrel.
Yeah.
He's busy, and then something over here shiny. He's over there. He's over here.
He's always playing with his nuts. Is that what you're saying?
I have talked to him. We are friends on some social media, on a couple of different social medias. But to get an actual hold of him, to get his attention, is extremely difficult. So, I believe he's coming to Milwaukee in July.
Who's your white whale?
For what?
The podcast. Who's your ultimate guest?
Never been asked that. Wow. Never been asked that. I don't even know. It might just be Justin Nunley. I would have said my best friend, Jeremy Littell, if he watches this, which he won't, but that's okay.
What about Reeves?
Oh, the Canadian queen?
The Canadian queen, bud.
I don't know about her. She's something else. I think having, someone famous, like a Hall of Famer from any sport, would be kind of cool. You know, even a famous golfer. I'm not huge into golf, but I watch the Masters. I love watching that. And then I'd say Ken Griffey Jr. How about that?
Oh, shit, man. Reach for the stars, bro.
Do you know that he retired and took up a side business career of being a photographer?
What a legend.
And he was at the Masters as a photographer and took some great photos.
That's crazy, man. Rory McIlroy won the Masters, right, this year? Didn't he fucking chase that elusive green jacket of his and show to Rory, dude? Like, man, that fucking guy, he almost didn't win it either, man. Like, he shit the bed near the end there, but he rallied.
Yeah, that first day he was behind fairly far, you'd say, but in Bryson DeChambeau is right on his, was up there, and then he was right on his ass the whole way, and then just it worked out for Rory. He hit what he needed to hit, and it was great. He deserves it. He works hard. He plays a ton of golf, and now he's got his green jacket. You know, they got really, really weird rules at the Masters too. Like, the green jacket he gets to keep at home for 1 year. Then it stays at Augusta. Has to stay in the locker there. So that's just weird. One of many weird rules they got.
And then when someone else wins it, he's allowed to come out, grab it from the locker, wear it out to the ceremony.
Yep. You only wear it when you're there then.
That's so dumb. It's like a boys club, really.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, whatever, man. It's whatever. You can say you got it. Fuck it.
You know, everybody knows you got it.
Like, yeah.
Well, let's talk about it. It's a fucking green jacket. It's pretty ugly as shit. Where are you really going to wear this thing?
Well, if you're fucking Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy, you'd wear that to the fucking club. You know what I mean? Like, yo,
nah.
You don't need to be wearing some fancy clothes to get laid when you're Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you got a green jacket on. They don't see the color of the jacket. They just see who's wearing it, you know?
Right. Right. Jeez. I can't imagine them in the club.
No, the fucking club. Tiger would probably blow his back out in the club.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh man. My white whale is Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe is a good one.
Yeah, man. That's my white whale. I tried to have him on for episode 50. I grinded. I tagged him, but I couldn't get him. And Jeremy Littell was like available and there. I was like, fuck yeah. Mike, let's fucking get Jeremy in. So we got him on. And then I was going to get him. I pushed hard. I tagged him in everything I could for 50 episodes, for 50 weeks, I guess. I tagged him in everything. I sent him emails. I sent him messages. Every time he posted, I'd comment. Nothing, which is whatever. I don't regret who my episode 100 was. Shout out to Gord from the Second Act podcast. That guy has been, a staple or an integral part of my journey. You know, I've been on his, he's been on mine. I love that guy. Shout out to him. So, it was a great episode. I can't complain about it. Though the work up to episode 100, though, I said this a couple times. you know, it was a grind to get there. And, you know, we got there. It was, yeah, episode 100. We made a big deal about it. And while we were recording it, all I could think of was, this is just another episode. And then, you know, here we are 21, almost 6 months later. Here we are almost 6 months later, and episode 100 is in the rear view.
Yeah. Right?
And now we're pushing, you know, we're just about 6 months away from episode 150.
What about that, huh?
Yeah.
You got to keep grinding with Mike Rowe, you know. Keep going.
I will. Oh, yeah, I will. I will.
You'll catch his attention somewhere.
Oh, I will. I'm not done yet. Yeah, how many episodes in are you guys?
That's a good question, because we started doing seasons, and the current one that is dropping Sunday would be season 3, episode 11. Each year was its own season. We took a break at one point. Before that, we were putting out an episode every week for the audio.
Yeah.
There's some gold in there. I mean, episode 1 we recorded when we were in Arizona on site at our place that we stay at. We talked about me shitting my pants at a Best Buy. It was great.
Did you actually shit your pants there?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. We worked there. I shit my pants. I legit shit my pants. This is in my 20s. They had a morning meeting, and they had a half gallon of chocolate milk, and there's like that much out of it, and they're like going to throw it away. I'm like, hold on. I got this. They're like, you can't chug the whole thing. I'm like, fuck, I can't. I did. It'd been sitting out for like 2-3 hours. It was warm. It was chocolate milk. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. Went in the warehouse, was working on the computer before the store opened. All of a sudden, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. I'm fine. I do the lean just to rip a good one here. Oh. That one had a little extra, a little bit of, there was definitely shit in my pants at that point. I stood straight up, the chair just splattered behind me, rolling away. And then I straight-legged it out the warehouse and right around the corner to the bathroom, just as the Mexican lady was finishing cleaning in the bathroom. She walks out, she sees me, and she just, because she knew I was about to blow that thing up. And I'm just like, lo siento. I go in there and, well, I took the Browns to the Super Bowl, half of them or so. I had the other half were in my pants. I had to do the assessment. You know, the assessment, when you're in a situation like this, you have to check your underwear, and you need to assess, are these worth saving or not? The answer was clearly no. So, thankfully, in the trash can, she had put a new trash bag, and then, like, there's an extra one underneath it. Took that extra one, and I just took it and rolled up my drawers. Finished my business. I put a manpon on. You know what a manpon is? Where you take toilet paper and you fold it up, and then you spread your cheeks and just put it right on your butthole in case there's any little extra. Yeah. Not in, on. I don't plug. And then I take this little package, this little plastic bag of my underwear, and I sneak back into the warehouse, and I go over to the trash, and I'm putting it way down in there, just as the warehouse manager walks in and sees me. So what does he think's happening? Did you steal something and you're hiding something in there? And I'm like, you don't want to do this. And he's just like, he gets it. And I'm like, you really don't want to do that. He opens it up. I go, I shit my pants. That's my underwear. Oh, he threw it. And I'm like, can we just keep this between us? Nah, he went on the radio. He's like, hey guys, Pete just shit his pants. I'm like, thanks a lot. Now I have to worry about everybody laughing at me, and meanwhile I'm going commando until 5 p.m and it's like 9 a.m so yeah, that happened. That was my shit my pants story.
Hey man, you ain't cool unless you shit your pants at work at least once, right? And I mean, I've shit my pants numerous times at work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Working in the oil field, right? Working, you know, you don't, if you're not feeling well, unless you're dead, you're not calling in sick, right? Like that's a no-no. So, you know, we got guys that do, but fuck those guys, right? So, like, fuck trying to get better and try, you know, whatever, fuck them. I showed up one morning, I jumped in a 400 barrel, which is it's 60 cubes really of fluid it holds. And I jumped in and I'm cleaning it out. And I'm not feeling well. I can barely keep my eyes open, right? I'm like, ugh. And I sneeze. Well, I sneeze and, you know, at the other end, and I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Luckily, we're not too far from camp and we have to pass by there on the way back. But, you know, it was after that day where I started keeping an extra pair of boxers in my bag, right? You know, yeah, you know, you never know when you're going to make it to the outhouse across site, or if the, when you get to the wash car, if the wash car is going to be full or unusable because we're men and we're disgusting. Yeah. You never know. I remember one time on TikTok Live, you know, Kylie was in the live last week that we were all in. She actually has the video of it. It was 2 a.m. I just got up work and went live and I wasn't feeling well. Shit my pants on live, and you could tell the moment I leaned into the fart, and then my eyes were like, and then everyone's like, did that just happen? And I'm like, yeah. And I got up and I moved across the camera, but I went the wrong way. I went over this way and I looked and I pulled my pants down. I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. I pulled my pants up, I moved back across the camera, and I panicked and I sat down back down and I started talking again. Kylie's like, you're not gonna go change your pants, bro? Like, what the fuck? And I sat there for another like 5 minutes or so before I finally got up and I went and changed and did my thing.
Why'd you wait?
I panicked, man. I panicked. I wanted, you know, like people knew, people saw, and I was like, I was just, my mind was everywhere, you know.
You know, once you hit 30, you can't trust a fart. And that's true. We have this concept where you get one pass a year, does not carry over, but you get one pass a year to shit your pants. From age 30 to 39, when you hit 40, you get 2 passes.
How old are you?
43.
Oh,
I have fuck. I have used 1 pass this year already.
Bro, I haven't used, have I? Dude, so since I broke my leg, since I've broken my ankle, wiping has been extremely hard, right? Who knew you needed, not now, not the last 2 weeks, but like the first few weeks it happened, wiping was extremely hard. I would shit, and you need both legs to wipe, man, you know? And I don't sit down to wipe, right? Fuck that, you know? Like, I get it places, and I get it. You spread your cheeks when you're sitting and you get in there easier. But I get the toilet seat full of shit every time. So I stand up. and I kind of like hunch over and like a full fistful of shit on, right? And so fucking, you know, everyone makes fun of that, but whatever. So the last, like, since I've been home, it's been 9 weeks now, 10 weeks I guess, since I've been home, I can stand up again a little bit, and I just can't bend over all the way. So I got a bidet now. It's coming anyway. I don't have it right now, but my wife's been wiping for me, you know. She's been getting like, dude, and she's rough on the old fucking poop shoot, dude. Like, oh my God. And like, you know, the first week or so of this, I didn't have baths or showers. She sponge bathed me on the toilet every night. She'd take a wet cloth, and every time I shit, she'd reach over there with a wet cloth and like, don't look at it. Don't do it. It's so weird. Right. But now I'm having showers and baths now, right? So, showers anyways. I'm having showers now, and she has to piggyback ride me into the shower still because I can't put weight on that foot to get into the shower. I can't lift it. Yeah. So, but now I take that removable shower head and I fucking get in there by myself now and before she even
those has are a godsend.
Oh, dude, it's right. I don't want to have to like be bent down, spreading my cheeks way at the other end of the fucking tub, you know, like that's just, that's weird.
Everyone I know that has a bidet says they absolutely swear by it.
Yeah.
So I have one. I just got to install it. Never tried one. I don't mind water hitting my wrinkled penny. That's fine.
Fuck, I'm down, man. If I save, it probably saves on toilet paper, right?
Oh, it does. It's 100%.
Bro, I go through a fuckload of toilet paper because of the way I wipe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the bidet might definitely help that.
Fuck yeah, man. I can't wait, you know? And turns out, I like the finger in there. You know what I mean?
All so
like
right. All right.
What, you telling me you've never done that?
I'm not saying I've never done that. Not my own. Shut up. we're going into uncharted territory here.
What, so you've never done it to yourself?
No. I haven't.
Bro, game changer. You gotta try that.
You're not that flexible.
You got T-Rex arms, right?
This is it.
You can do it, bro. I got faith in you. God. Dude, what you gotta do is you gotta like lay like this, bro. And like, you know.
All right, Richard Frost, we're good. Look at you. You got your legs up. Oh my goodness.
Shit.
Fuck. This episode has been brought to you by BetterHelp.
Actually, that's next week's episode.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty excited for that, you know. Fucking the whole
you should be.
Man, I reached out. I punched up, dude. And when I punched up, I didn't think, you know, my podcast isn't that good, right? There's no way. Well, buddy's like, well, send me the link and I'll listen and yada, yada, yada. And I did. And he got back to me. He's like, we're interested. Let's do it. Well, that was fucking September, right? So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Sweet. Well, there's a lot of paperwork to do in that. And so, and I fucked some of it up and there was months. So from September till the first episode went out fucking 2 weeks ago, I guess, that was sponsored by BetterHelp. Yeah. And dude, fucking incredible, man. You know, like just, I'm so excited to be giving back to my community, to the blue collar community, to the community of men, to the community of people that listen to my podcast and follow me and whatnot, you know, I recently discovered that I have BPD, borderline personality disorder. And, you know, but with BetterHelp, you know, the whole thing with that is they've given me 3 months free therapy, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And 10% off for my followers from their first month. Right. Which is pretty good. Cause you know, therapy, you know, can be pretty pricey, but it's worth it. Right. I'll definitely be paying for it after my 3 months is up, you know, like, dude, mm-hmm. I've had 3-4 sessions with my therapist now, man. And like the group sessions they have in there, you can go in there and like, dude, they had a whole thing at 6 o'clock in the morning one day. Fuck, I didn't want to get up for it, but whatever, you know, I was there. It was on borderline personality disorder and how to live with it, you know, and what this all meant. And, you know, people from all over the world came in and listened to this guy talk. And dude, I've taken so many notes, you know, and like, fuck, dude, you know, just an incredible experience. You know, I always knew I needed it, but I didn't, you know, I'll get around obviously. To it. All right. Yeah.
Typical look at guy. Me, I get it.
My legs in the air wiping. Of course I need therapy, you know, like.
I hope that this test sponsorship goes well for you and you get more sponsorship from them and you get free therapy the rest of your life if you need it.
Dude, especially the guy that, you know, I've been chatting with. Shout out to Ian. He knows, you know, Wagwan, man. I love he's from Colorado, you know, and I'm talking to him online, dude. The guy's just fucking been mind blowing and opening my eyes on a lot of shit. And just like, you know, if you know, I could have a beer with that guy.
Yeah. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Very good.
Hell yeah. Have you ever, you know, gone to therapy or done anything like that or?
No, I haven't. I probably need to. I know I need to. We all do.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Fuck. You should check it out, man. Man, go to www. You don't even need to do the www anymore. It's just, you know, whatever. Go betterhelp.com/FrostyD and save yourself 10%, man.
FrostyD.
betterhelp.com/FrostyD. Man.
Is it a big D or a little D?
Ooh, it's always a big one. Big to me anyways. It looks, dude, I'm 5'4". I got little girl hands, man. You know, I got little boy hands. I don't know if that sounds any better. I got little boy hands and it makes it look giant. So fuck, that's so
weird. Lord.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what to do with you.
Dude. I don't know, man.
I'm the one that's, you know, here for the gangbang.
You're here for the gangbang. That's your own merch line, isn't it?
That is. This was my idea for a long time. I have a patch hat said here for the gangbang. And finally one day I'm like, fuck it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna get a couple sample patches. I'll get a hat. I have a buddy with a hat press. Let's put them on. And started making a few. And as soon as he's better, because he's had surgery, I will be making a whole bunch. I will hopefully be able to restock the TikTok shop. A lot of people bought these. Darren with the deep voice bought one.
Oh
His
yeah, I
buddy
love
got
that
one. Jeremy's
guy.
got one.
I love that guy.
Oh, even Reeves has one.
Well, fuck, man, dude. So here's the thing, right? Shipping is a bitch, right? So when I come through Wisconsin here, maybe I just pick it up from you directly, and I bring you some, stickers, some Dick Frost stickers, maybe.
Make a trade? We can do that. Absolutely.
I got hats and shirts too. Yeah. I got a shirt that I made a couple years ago. I only made one for myself, lost it, don't know where it is. And sold a couple, a few. And it's got the Liberal Party of Canada's logo on it. And it
Okay.
says, "Govern me harder, Daddy." And so I gotta make another one. Yeah, I gotta make another one for myself, especially if they win the upcoming Canadian election.
Yeah, that would be the red color party for you guys, right?
Yeah, the red color, red is bad, blue is good here.
Okay, we're opposite.
Yeah.
Red is good, blue is bad here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Does you guys do you guys have any like have you worked any sponsors out for, the Bacon Bits podcast?
Only local sponsors.
Hey,
So,
local man, doesn't matter.
right.
Sponsor man, that's huge. That's a huge thing.
Yep, the local taverns will sponsor a few episodes and
Nice.
sponsored our chili cook-off, which was cool. That was Kanicki's Public House in Richfield, Wisconsin. It's my shameless plug.
My local sponsor has been sp sponsoring me since episode 14, I believe it is. So, fuck, dude, almost 2 years, over 2 years, I think. I think that's I'm not very good at math. And okay, do you know what
Yeah, over 2 years.
Yeah, do you know what viscosity is?
Viscosity?
Yeah, viscosity. Do you
I
know?
know what the word I know what the word means. Is it
What
a
does it mean
brand?
in your words?
Viscosity is how thick that liquid would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Viscous.
So yeah, viscous. Yeah.
Like
So,
maple syrup is very
oh
thick,
fuck.
but water would be very less
You're talking
viscous.
very Canadian to me right now, and I
Oh,
fucking.
I could hear you get hard. You went from 6 to midnight.
Oh, hey there, bud. So the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, who deals in viscosity. He deals in the thickness of your load. How thick is your load, Sneaky Pete?
How do you measure that?
Well,
If she has to chew, I suppose it's very thick.
hey, so thick she chews before she swallows, bro. So men in their mid-30s, actually, and I'm experiencing this right now. You've probably experienced it and probably out of it. But men in their mid-30s are never thicker than they are at that current time, right? Like the it's known fact. And I eat a lot of zinc, So fucking my shit, dude. Fucking triple thick milkshake from McDonald's, boy. Anyway, so the Mudman deals in the thickness of your load going downhole, right? The fluids, right? And he has really
Okay.
fucking equipment and shit. For all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, check out the Mudman, www.mudmanmarket.com, brother. And that guy, I say this all the time, man. That guy, I was having audio issues back in the beginning. Supplied me with a mic and a headset. Huge. This past summer, almost a year ago now, I couldn't do any editing. However, the podcast went, if there we had troubles, whatever. It went out, right? Blue collar podcast, very blue collar style went out. It was rough and tumble. I got me a MacBook Pro, and now I do all my recording on the MacBook Pro, and I edit on the MacBook Pro, and I do everything on the MacBook Pro.
How do you edit or you do that right in that program that you use?
I use Audacity.
Oh, you do use. Okay.
Yeah, I use Audacity for that. Yeah. Yeah. So check out the Mudman, Brett. Man, that guy is more than he almost had me meeting the conservative leader of the future prime minister of Canada, really.
The Pierre guy?
Yeah, he has his own security company, and he's done security for Pierre Poilievre a couple times when he's been in Alberta here. And he messaged me the other night. He's like, "Hey man, I can send a message if you want. And you know, we can, he's at a rally here tomorrow and we're down the street from where you live. You know, maybe we can get you in." He asked, and it was a no, unfortunately, but he still asked, dude. That guy
is
incredible. He's done multitude of things for my podcast.
Well, you know what the famous Wayne Gretzky says.
The answer is always no if you don't ask. You miss 100% of the shots if you don't take.
Oh, I thought he said you got to lick it before you stick it, but that too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Yeah, you know what him and Ellen DeGeneres have in common, right?
Haircut?
Their birthday. Like, what the fuck?
So I got a buddy. I got a buddy that works for the Brewers as an announcer.
Yeah.
And my other buddy that's works for the Royals as a coach. They're friends. They played together back in the late or the early 2010s. And they rip on each other like motherfuckers in this fantasy football league that they have. And he autographed a photo. Do I have that here? And he keeps telling the one guy he looks like Ellen with his fucking haircut. he kind of does. He does his hair all up nice because he's on TV. So yeah. I got to get him on the podcast too. And he says to the other guy, MSD is the hashtag he always says because Mitch sucks dick. Because he sucks at fantasy football. So I always get these two guys riled up at each other on social media. It's great.
Speaking of fantasy leagues, I at my work hockey pool this year, I finished second last in the season. Ovechkin got injured and was out for a lot of it. I banked hard on him. My team, a lot of people said, was too old, too slow, couldn't do much. I had Austin Matthews in there. I had a couple younger guys, but a lot of older guys in there. Mm-hmm. Come playoff time, I fucking dominated, and I won it all. I won the playoff.
No shit.
I sometimes think that maybe they let me win because I got hurt at work and I'm crippled now. And
how can they let you win? I mean, you chose your team.
I chose my team. AI did the rest, but still.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, man. I won $300. I'm fucking stoked.
That ain't bad.
That's going to be like two tanks of gas on my way to Ontario. I'm stoked.
That's going to be a hell of a trip for you.
Fucking right it is, buddy. I can't wait. I get to walk my sister down the aisle. Hopefully by then I'm somewhat walking. Right now I'm starting to be able to, I'm just starting to put weight on my foot here with crutches on, mm-hmm. the boot, but it's still not good, right? And she gets married in just over 2 weeks, so
you could get a motorized wheelchair thing. A little sidecar to put her in and be like, beep, beep, my motherfuckers.
God. Oh, my God. I could be her Hagrid and she could be my Harry Potter.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, my God. Who else had that?
Oh,
I'm her Piney Winston.
I don't know who Piney Winston is.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, shit. There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time. That was a great show.
Are you watching The Last of Us?
Yeah, that last fucking episode. What the? What? Are you caught up?
Fuck, yeah, yes.
You're caught up. What the fuck happened?
What the fuck?
Dude, like, I don't even want to watch another episode. That was my favorite character.
Apparently, that happens in the video game, too. So if we played the video game, we'd know. But, like,
I didn't play that game.
What the fuck, bro? I waited 2 fucking seasons for this show, or 2 years for this show to come back for season 2, just for that to happen on episode 2. Fuck that.
Dude, 2 weeks ago, I started rewatching season one in preparation for season two. So I'm like fully immersed. Like I am balls deep in this show. They pull
Dude,
this shit.
did you just go balls deep? I'm pretty sure that's asshole deep if you really think about it. Like you just went up an anus with your hand.
Well, if this is my wiener, my balls are down here, then balls deep.
Fair enough.
It'd be harder than this.
I'll allow it. Play ball.
Here we go.
Dude, oh, what, have you watched White Lotus?
I can't get into it. I tried after you told me that.
Oh my God, bro. Keep watching. I know this is incredible. Season three is hard to watch, but like it gets better.
In season one, and I'm like 5 episodes in. I'm like, I think I have to sit and watch and pay attention.
Yeah, you gotta
That's
pay attention. You really
my
gotta pay attention.
problem.
Yeah, you got the ADHD and the tism. I get it.
It's bad.
Yeah. Shit. I also like one of my, like one of my favorite things about, the podcast, dude, is like I like to talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but I like to talk, right? And I like to network. And I like to get to know people and I like to I watch, right? My BPD, right? So normal people without BPD, they don't pick up on mood changes or people's fluctuations until about an 80% change. You have to change 80% for most people to notice. People with BPD, around 20, 25% change. Like, I pick up on it. Like, I had to, right? Growing up, I had to know what my dad was feeling. I had to know what mood he was in. I had to know, okay, eggshell time, or like, can I be, hey, what's up? And, I took that into my work life, and I've taken that into my personal life growing up, and I've never really noticed that, right? And yeah, that's and it's and that's a huge part of the podcast, right? Like I've recorded enough of them to know now when it's gonna work out and when it's not almost right away, right? Like I look up and oh shit, we're already over an hour into this podcast, right? That's what the hell. Right. I recorded one a few weeks ago where it was like, how the fuck am I going to make it for the next 5 minutes? Right. I kept looking at the time and it was just like, I didn't even end up putting that episode out. It was just like, nah, fucking trash that one. So not all of them are going to work out. And you know what? It's taken me a year to get there. Right. Or 2 years to get there. It's taken me 2 years to get there. I'm 2 years into this podcast and the hard work is just starting now. Right. Because 2 years in, I've already had a lot of conversations. I've already asked everybody that I knew about coming on, everyone I've already discovered to come on. They've said yes or they've said no, and we've recorded it. Now it's inviting some people back for a second time or a third time, and keeping it still interesting, or, reaching out there and finding new people I haven't found before. And dude, last week, I didn't know if I was going to have an episode to put out. Right. And for the first time ever. And I'm just like, because I recorded one with a woman in Tennessee.
Oh, that's right. She didn't want it to go out.
I said two things in that podcast that she didn't like. And instead of being like, hey, can you edit those out? It was like, scratch that. Don't put it out. And that was on fucking Saturday. And I've got a podcast that this thing has to come out on Tuesday. And I try to stay 5, 6 weeks ahead, right? But like, and you think with being off work for the last 2 months, I could do that easily. But like I said, the hard work is just starting and just beginning, right? And like, it's most of the time, like, I'm recording this Tuesday's episode right behind where I need to be, right? And that's playing it how I don't really like playing it that way, but I mean, you know what? It is what it is.
Right. I hear you. We try to have a few episodes built up as well because we all have other stuff going on, other jobs in our lives. And this is, we're not, I mean, we've not really, we're not monetized or anything. We're not really pulling in any money yet, but you got to grind and get to that point. Even sponsorship money is pretty small when it's a local pub. But you know what? They believe in us, so we're going to keep going. And yeah, right now, we recorded a two-parter. It was long enough to split it into two. So we release every 2 weeks for that one. So that's coming out this Sunday, and then in 2 weeks it'll come out. And then if we have nothing after that, it's going to be Jeremy. And we got to make sure we get enough content, get it edited, get it staged and cooked and published.
Yeah.
And that's it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But
dude,
it's fun too.
A lot of work, right? And that's why podcasting game is the long game. You don't play it for the now, right?
Right.
I've said that a lot. Where like, you know, you drop an episode and you know, I like to look at I don't like to look at the downloads until like 24 hours later. And then I'm like, how did it do in that first 24 hours? Right. And then after that, I leave it alone for a couple months, right? And I focus on the next episode. Because sure, it might not have done good for that first week, but right now, as I'm finding out, you know, new people, because I've gotten into a new circle of people here on TikTok. I've met you, mm-hmm. I met Darren. I was in Darren's live earlier and there was 200 people in there and he talked about it and a bunch of people followed me and a bunch of people said I downloaded it. You know, and then Harbinger, shout out to Harbinger. She knows who she is. Shout out to Harbinger. You know, she just discovered my podcast. And I noticed last week, a lot of my older episodes from 2 years ago were starting to like, right? My downloads were picking up again, right? From those old episodes. And she's going back and listening to them in order, right? So, you know, like it's that, right? A lot of that is, you know, a lot of people will find like, you know, when I find a new podcast to listen to, it's like, well, how many episodes does this podcast have? Am I going to get invested and then that's it after like 20 episodes? I don't want to listen to it, right? If I go and I look, oh, wow, this podcast goes for a couple of years. Yeah, I'm in. Let's go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can listen to ours. We got 4 years ago is when we started.
I'll be adding it to my list, man. I honestly haven't listened. It's hard to listen to other podcasts when, you know, content, work, podcast, editing podcast, family, you know, right now physio, you know, if, you know, I will work it in there. Plus, you know, I listen to other podcasts already. Right. And then, you know, so yeah, man, it's a lot of work, a lot of time, right? So I'll be throwing that into the automatic download, subscribe, and it'll automatically download, and I'll get to it when I see it. I got a 38-hour trip coming up here in the car.
So. Great,
yeah.
Mrs. Frost is gonna love that.
Well, she gets to choose the music when she's driving, and I told her I get to choose what we listen to when I'm driving, and she's like, "No podcasts," and I'm like, "Podcast."
You're gonna lose that one, but that's okay.
Well, how long are your episodes roughly?
Between 30 and 45, sometimes up to an hour.
Oh, I'll get two or three out of that. Oh yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, man. And then you know when I'm in physio, you know, when I start going to physio here, they hook me up to like a TENS machine for like on steroids for like 30 minutes. Get just, you know, I was watching the hockey game today while I was hooked up to that. I'm just like, you know, just chilling there and watching the hockey game. And then when that ended, they came and it was time to do other shit, but the first period just ended as that finished. So yeah, it was pretty good that I've been able to like, you know, learn how to, you know, I bring my AirPods and I pop in a podcast and listen to that while I'm at physio. So
there you go. That's perfect.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Dude, I don't want to keep you too much longer, brother, but you're good. It's fucking almost the midnight there.
Yeah.
Good for you staying up that late. Who's a good boy?
I'm not that old. I usually stay up till midnight.
Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
That's right. You're a good boy. I don't wanna keep you too much longer there, bud. Where can people find your podcast?
Anywhere podcasts or stream, search for Triple B Nation Presents Bacon Bits. YouTube, it's at official the number 3B Nation, and TikTok 3B Sneaky Pete. I post shit about it, and then at Triple B Nation for TikTok as well as our official account. It's me on there too. So
hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. I like to wrap the podcast up with one last question, man. And that's, you know, Mount Rushmore, pretty close to where you live, actually. You know, it's,
well, you know, two states away, but
2 states. Hey, man, that's close. What, it take 10 hours to get there?
More than that. It's 5 hours just to get across Wisconsin. I'm on Lake Michigan. It's back the other way.
Either way, who fucking cares? That's details.
Details.
You know? Details. Right. I don't talk the details. Mount Rushmore, you know, four of the most influential people up on the rock, right? If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspire to be, or that have inspired you, who would it be and why?
Why you gotta ask hard questions? You should have prepped me for this.
No, that's hey, can't prep for that.
Who do
shit.
I look up to? Well, we talking like anybody living or dead, or
dead, alive, real, not real, man. You could look up to Casper the Ghost. You could look up to the Queen of England if you want to.
I'm gonna say David Goggins. Just the grind.
David Goggins, man, what a grind, dude.
Great.
It's like up there with what's his name? Fucking Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yes, Gary V. Just
fucking grinding.
Right. Who else do I look up to? I look up to Hank Aaron, baseball player, one of the best of all time. That was my father's hero growing up. And I got to take my father to meet him back in 2017 before he passed away a few years ago.
That's awesome. So
he's on there. And I got, what, two more? Oh, shit. My grandfather, he's one that instilled my work ethic into me. He passed away last year. So he definitely left his mark. And then who else? One more, huh?
I love asking this question, man. You know, you ask someone who they're like up to, and it really shows you who they are, right?
I'm going to say a faceless person that represents all of our veterans from the United States that fought to give us freedom. Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, whatever you want to call it. I think that right there, I have mad respect for those people.
Hell yeah.
So that's a big one for us.
Bro, are you wearing heat waves right now?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I only have two pairs. They don't sponsor me. They should.
You know what? I guess fucking now's the time to tell you that use my code, bro.
They have a code. Yes. Did they send you like a box of shit?
So, you know, can't talk too much shit, but I'm not one of their favorite ambassadors, I guess. You know, I'm not big enough. Do you know who Topher Olive is?
Mm-mm.
That dude got a fucking remote-controlled heatwave car from them for Christmas.
Yeah, well, who cares? I know who Dick Frost is. He's bigger in my book.
Fuck yeah. I like that. Yeah, I may use code DICKFROST89. I think it's Frost8910. I don't know. One of those two.
All right. It's
Frost8910. Yeah, he's Frost8910. And, man, my wife got her hair done today.
Yeah?
Man. That's where I'm going right now.
All right.
I told you blood flows back, bro.
Yeah, you're good to go. You're fully torqued.
Torqued and ready to go, man.
Oh, shit. Well, thank you again for having me on. I really do appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Definitely we'll do this again if you need me.
Oh, bro. Dude, we'll have you on again. Fuck yeah. I want to come on your podcast.
Fuck, having you in person would be great.
Man, I gotta figure out how long it's gonna take me to get to you from here. Maybe
it's a haul.
We plan that next time.
It's a 24-hour drive to Edmonton from here.
Okay.
To Milwaukee. I've looked.
Yeah.
I am kind of planning on putting a little spin-off podcast out where I do stuff like this with just me and remote and call it the Bacon Grease, and that would be on the off weeks of the Bacon Bits.
So Bacon Grease, it's the runoff from Bacon Bits, and it falls in the trap, and you make fucking art out of it. I like that.
Yeah, it'll just be 15 minutes to an hour, whatever, and random shit. Might be just me, might be have some guests, might be guests in person, might be remote.
You know, I've never done a solo episode before. Even when I do the morning dookie, it has never been solo. I have to have someone on. I thrive when I'm talking to someone else.
It's nice to have a color commentator and a play-by-play guy.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. No, I'll definitely have you back on, man. Like, but for yours, man, I want to come on both Bacon Bits and Bacon Grease, you know, and we're gonna plan that. We're going to stop for the night somewhere in North Dakota on the way. We're going to drive 12 hours, and then I don't know if my kids can handle any more than that in the car without me having to strangle the shit out of them. So,
Yeah.
And then, then we're going to move on to, I can't remember what she said the plan was, but she changed it 3 or 4 times. So,
well, talk to me. We'll figure out where you're going to be, when you're going to be. I know what's locked in is the 17th. We'll be in Milwaukee at the stadium.
Well, with Jeremy. I'm not even leaving. My sister gets married on the 17th, actually.
Yeah. So you'll be before and possibly. Are you coming back the same way, too?
Yeah. I believe we're coming back the same way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So be able to catch you one of those times. We're not too far off the beaten path. So
no, we'll beat you on the path for sure.
Yeah, beat me off. What?
What? No point in beating off a dead horse.
You know, all I'm gonna say is that eating out my friends and not using commas are my 3 favorite things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Funnier when you type it out.
Yeah, it is funnier when you type it out. I've seen it. I think you posted it actually.
I did.
Yeah.
Fuckery. So, well, right, buddy, my friend,
thanks for coming on. And Sneaky Pete, stay frosty,
stay fresh, cheese bag.
Ooh,
that's my sign off.
Just playing.
All right, man.
I don't know if you can hear the music now.
I cannot. I can barely hear the music.